The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Is brought to you in part by Commonwealth Bank, Marco's Pizza, and Fidelity.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and welcome to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. It's Friday. Praise God. The weekend is here. Do I sound too excited? Does it sound ungrateful a little bit? Yeah, no. I can't wait. I'm not going to lie to you. After 2 o'clock, it's on and popping. There's no paper tomorrow. That's it, right? We'll deal with some of the broadcast stuff. Boom. All right. BPL's currently off just about everywhere. Is there anyone who's on? Anywhere? Or is this island-wide? The power's off at BPL. That's the depth of this. The power's off. You'd think they have some back, right? Like a nuclear reactor or something going on, like the first people provided with power would be the people producing the power, right? Like power here for here, power up here, and then we can power everywhere else. I don't know. Well, they said there wouldn't be any load shedding, right? Technically, there's not. There's no power, right? So there's just nobody gets it. No load shedding. No. We kept our promise. There's no load shedding. There's no power, right? There's just no electricity. It's what never said there wouldn't be that wouldn't be the issue, that we actually couldn't get the power on, right? So a BPL big announcement, you know? Oh, we're doing a hedging strategy. We're going to lock in at 10.5 cents per kilowatt. Oh, good job. Good job, BPL. Well, full disclosure, I'm currently trying to get BPL to assist me with two incredibly specific challenges, specific to me. So I'm trying not to piss them off, to be honest. If that sounds like I've sold out in my own interest, then that's what it is. But it's really, really, really bad. They come up with a hedging strategy, right? And so they go, okay, well, it was a high of 27 cents per kilowatt hour for the fuel charge, and then it was a low of 8.8 cents per kilowatt hour up to, because Brave them had it down to about 8.8 cents with Power Secure, even though they couldn't keep the bloody power on either, in 2016, and now they go, well, we're going to lock in at 10.5. Wait, hold on. You're locking in at 10.5, but oil costs less now than it did in 2016, but they were at 8.8. So I'm trying to figure this out. So if we're locking it at 10.5 with oil futures all over the place, you're hedging, how are you going to guarantee that if oil bottoms out, we can go below 10.5? Because I want to go below 10.5. Because if you look at your power bill now, your electricity bill came out on the 9th or 10th. I think y'all are lying about checking the meters. I'll explain why. But if you look at the power bill now, your fuel charge is 10.1 cents per kilowatt hour. But I do not know anyone whose electricity bill has gone down. So the months of highest consumption would be July, August, September. Yep. Yet they tell me I'm using 40% more electricity than I did last year and about 30% more than I did about 20% more than I did last month when nothing at all has changed, and the fuel charge now is lower than what you are saying it will lock in to. So you're saying you lock in 10.5 for the rest of the year. It's 10.1 now, right? Go look at your light bill. It's 10.1 right now. So I'm trying to figure out what difference it makes when you just randomly hike the bills and say, claim what the usage is, and you lower the fuel charge, but yet you're still making the same amount of money or more. I don't get it, right? So my mother, since March, since the emergency order with lockdown took effect in March, she's not been living in her house, right? And you can go. Don't say she's not there. They're gonna rob the house. There's nothing to rob, right? So unless you want some like light fixtures and plants or something like that, maybe they'll rob plants. But anyway, she hasn't been there. I check it every day, and there are cameras too and an alarm. So don't go rob it because it's gonna be. I won't be there to shoot you, but it'll be a problem still. So when she came out of her house, her light bill stayed exactly the same, right? No air conditioning, no fan, no nothing, right? No extra lights at night, nothing. And the month after that, she wasn't in the house, and her light bill went up as the fuel charge went down. The month after that, her light bill went down slightly. Right? No one's there, you know, right? Her light bill went down slightly, and the month after that, her light bill went up dramatically. She's not there. The fuel charge is lower, much more so than it was earlier this year, and her bills are going up. You cannot tell me that they are reading her meter, all right? But I'm not going to carry you too hard, BPL. I don't think you should be doing the dance of joy and clout chasing on the hedging and locking in of a particular fuel charge. I think you should just kind of promote it as a fuel charge stability exercise. All right? That's what I would do, but BPL has listened to exactly nothing I have said this entire time and has just gone from pillar to post. Carry on smartly. I'm not going to beat you up. I want you to help me with my issues. Pretty please. All right? Now, this is from BPL. All right, I'm not jumping on you. It's fine. Good afternoon. BPL is aware of the current outages and advises customers that our crew is working to restore power. We apologize for the inconvenience this may cause, and we will update as more information comes to us. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. Now, someone says, I have power near Gladstone Road. Okay, good. So not off everywhere. The White Grove is out. Parts of Blue Hill Road North are out. I drove past there. Out east is out. Power's out at my house. Power's out in Westridge, Southwest Ridge. The power's out far out west as well, so I'm not sure what's been spared. The power's out here, so we're on generator. So I'm not sure what's going on. All right. So let's talk about what's happening. We got 5 more cases of COVID-19. Yeah. 3 on Grand Bahama and 2 on New Providence. All right. The 2 on New Providence are both in isolation at home with a history of travel. There were 3 people in hospital yesterday, but 2 people got released, they said, so there's now 1 person in hospital. That would be, I believe, 18 cases of COVID-19 in 8 days, which is perhaps the fastest clip. I'd have to double check. I think it's the fastest clip in which cases have increased since we started this whole pandemic thing, or since the pandemic started. Now, let's try to walk our way through this. Grand Bahama's had a tremendous uptick. It's now had more cases in the past several days than it had altogether before. Yeah, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. New Providence has had an uptick. Just, I think every new case on New Providence has been someone with a history of travel. Not so much on Grand Bahama. But 7 of the, I think it's 7 of the new cases. I'm sorry, we have 20 new cases. Is it 20? 20 new cases in 8 days. Yeah. So 7... of the 20 new cases would be people with a history of travel. And several of the other cases are contacts of those people. So again, y'all were screaming, lock Grand Bahama down. Are we locking New Providence down? All right. Someone's telling me there was an explosion at BPL. I'll double check that. I'm not certain about that. So clearly, if the borders are open, we're not going to lock New Providence down. That would make zero sense altogether. This is an inordinate amount of time that's passed since things ramped up that we haven't heard from the Prime Minister. He's doing his big dress-up speech on Sunday, they say, where he will announce, I believe, a new Minister of Health. Don't get excited. It's not going to be anything inspired. It's just going to be a shuffle of one of the guys, as I understand it, who was already there. Who's not a medical professional. And now Dr. Dal Regis, Dr. Mercilyn Dal Regis, she's leaving as a consultant to the Prime Minister and the COVID task force. And I also hear Delon Brennan's feeling froggy. So Dr. Delon Brennan. So that leaves us, I think we're screwed at this point, right? With regard to the COVID-19 task force and all the medical advice and everything like that. I understand that Dal Regis wants to do testing. Minister's not. He believes the population is small enough where contact tracing will work fine. So Dwayne Sands is gone, and now Dal Regis is gone. So Minister's managed to lose the two most capable people at this time to deal with it. And so, like I say, we're probably screwed. But, you know, on that front. But not altogether, and I'll tell you why. So let me first say thank you to Dr. Dal Regis for her time and her service. We really do appreciate it. She started out this thing a great doctor, not a great communicator, really. And she kind of found her, you know, her comfort zone, her wheelhouse, per se, as time went on. We appreciate it. Appreciate her for it. Still a great doctor. Still did really well. When you spoke to her normally, you could get a sense that it was well-intentioned medical reasons for the decision she was making. And other than when you get a sense and you talk to the politician and, you know, they earn it because they do it so often. When you talk to the politician, it's, you get a sense of they're just kind of doing what they believe is politically expedient and things no longer make sense in terms of medicine. So Dal Regis said she believed, you know, the curfew could be altered, right, relaxed, and she doesn't understand why the Prime Minister has not done that yet. Today, the emergency orders have been amended to allow restaurants to stay open until 9 p.m., so one more hour, right? There's no scientific medical rationale behind it. It's just a political thing that they're doing to, like, ease you back into, I believe, some sense of normalcy. So all this talk about lockdown and go back to phase one and all this stuff like that, I'd appreciate if you shut up with all that, right? So we're not into that, even if it happens, right? So what medical rationale would there be for going back to phase one? On New Providence, all the people who tested positive have a history of travel. They have all reportedly been isolated at home. They're reportedly being monitored by the Prime Minister's personal COVID-19 task force, right? Some people refer to it as the Bahamian Tonton Maku. I think that's a bit harsh. I had a guy who used to work for my parents who was a former police officer in Haiti. And he was super, super parry, right? And as I learned more about, and he left after he came, he popped up after baby Doc was exiled, right? And I always suspected, like, he was a member of Tonton Maku because he kept his head down, right? The whole time. So that's just my estimation. But yeah, they're being monitored by the COVID-19 secret police. Why should we all lock down? Right? If you're contained that and that's contained, why do we need to go back to phase one? Let me refresh your memory of what the hell phase one was, right? Only essential businesses could open. And of course, you know what a mess that was, determining what was essential in the first place. Only NGOs and churches were able to operate to provide food for the needy. Home and hardware stores, nurseries, auto parts stores were only permitted to open for 2 days a week in store. Property management and landscaping companies were only able to operate Monday through Friday. And you're only allowed to manufacture PPEs, hand sanitizers, Monday through Friday. There was a 24-hour curfew in place from Monday at 5 a.m. to Friday at 9 p.m., right? Not how it is now, 10 p.m. to just refreshing your memory. Y'all, to, oh, lock us back down, you simpering dummies. Only manufacture 24-hour curfew, Monday 5 a.m. to 9 p.m., unlike now, which is 10 p.m. to 5 a.m., right? You can only exercise for 90 minutes in your neighborhood Monday through Friday, and you are locked down on Friday from 9 p.m. to Monday 5 p.m., and you can only exercise on your own property during that time. That's what you want? Because five people with a history of travel tested positive for COVID-19 when they traveled into the most infectious place on the planet? We must all lock down, I think not. If you want to go back to phase one, you do that. If you want to stay in your house and take all your safety precautions and lock down and cower, go ahead and do that. We have, I believe, moved beyond phase one, at least. Right? We are in phase five now, they tell me. You go ahead and you lock down and you phase one yourself. Right? The rest of us ain't finna do that. We try in to... We're trying, you understand, to figure out how to live with this thing because it ain't going away. You're going to have to wrap your mind around that. It's not going to go away anytime soon. The scientists now are having a vigorous debate over whether the thing's airborne, right? So if it's airborne, eventually everybody's going to be exposed to it. So we got to figure out how we're going to live moving beyond this. It can't be every day, oh, the case is up to go, oh, Jesus Christ. Lockdown what? And the border's open. They're not getting it from around here. Well, on Grand Bahama. They're not getting it on New Providence from around here. They're getting it from going away. I don't know where the hell y'all going. What y'all going to go pick up? A pallet of Charmin and a strong case of COVID-19. But y'all phase one y'all self, who feeling agitated and little, you know what I mean? Y'all, you locked down, you go stay in your yard, everything cool, nah, I gotta come see you, no problem. Right? You go locked down, not me. So, we've lost Dal Regis, we've lost Sands, right? Sands is cutting open people's chests, making that paper I'm mad at you. Dal Regis is, who knows what's going to happen. She's probably going to, you know, just kind of chill out. She's earned it. She's, you know, been working hard her whole life. We're left with Pearl McMillan and DeLon Brennan. Nakia Forbes is there. So we still got some steady hands on the wheel. But Menace is abdicating it. He, again, at this point, we're pretty clear. Let me say it like this. I'm pretty clear. Half of us are pretty clear. He doesn't know what he's doing with regard to managing this thing outside of any exigent medical concern, right? So half of us are pretty clear he doesn't know what he's doing. There's a smattering, right? There is a plurality of people made up of those who don't care at this point. A small number of people who believe he does know what he's doing still. And then the people who just really, really, really don't want to give any corner to see Brave Davis and the PLP back in office. And so they make up the plurality. But yeah, most of us, half of us pretty much understand that beyond the science, we don't think he knows what he's doing anymore as a competent authority. So we got to figure out how to move forward with COVID-19 because it's here. It was always here. All right. We stopped community spread, so they said. Now it's back. We got to figure out how to live our lives, right? You got to move forward with our lives. How do we social distance? How do we, the shelter in place thing was for a time. Society can't function. The economy will die, right? Totally. It's already on life support. Half of it's gone. Probably more than half with the tourists. The cruise ships now are prohibited from sailing into U.S. ports from at least until the end of September. So that means they're not going to come back here. They were talking September 15th. That's not going to happen. So we're talking October now for the cruise ships. The conversations we could now be having, all right? So shut up about your phase one. Shut up about your lockdown. We'll pray that that doesn't happen. I don't want you to give the prime minister any ideas that that's cool or comfy. The conversations now need to be grounded on, are we closing the border and letting the domestic economy function? What kind of social distancing are we putting in place? How do we get schools open safely? I'm supposed to send the information from the show yesterday to the education officials. I forgot to do that. I will. I sent your NIB information to the NIB officials. I don't know outside of that what else to do, but I'll double check with them on Monday. But the conversations now need to revolve around how we're going to have some sense of normalcy, recognizing that COVID-19's here. Right? If you feel bold enough to go to Florida, where COVID-19 is taking up residence, then you can't be too afraid to just walk around here. School's supposed to open up the 21st of September, whether that means virtual learning or in-person learning, a mixture of it, is still being determined by education officials. Jeff Lloyd said by next week, we should be able to understand where we are with that. So let's figure out how we're going to move forward. Let's figure out how we're going to have some semblance of a society moving forward. All right? Now, clearly things are shifting more toward normal. The murderers have started killing people again, unfortunately. Why are y'all killing people? Let me ask you that. Like, what is it? Like, I get a crime of passion, right? So you and, right, somebody get drunk, somebody get mad, somebody get shot. You know that song? No. I still want to hit the club as fresh as I could be, but really it's all for another person to see. You know how a nigga get when you see another nigga outfit, don't want nobody to have what he ain't got. Somebody get drunk, get mad, get shot. That's why the property value ain't no good in a nigga neighborhood. A nigga could overstand if he only understood. I'm sick of lying. I'm sick of glorifying dying. I'm sick of not trying. I'm sick of being a nigga. You've never heard that song. Goody Mob. CeeLo Green. No. Yes. Okay. So they're killing people again, so we're moving more toward normal, which is sad that they're killing people again. All right? Goody Mob, I'm going to have a old school hip-hop lyrics challenge this weekend on Facebook, if I have time. CeeLo, well, I woke up this morning with the same frustration from situations like these. Got a call from about some work from one of them temporary agencies. With no high school diploma or any college degrees, I can't enlist, but they'll draft me if there's war overseas. Oh, please. Of course, I could slice some OZs. But you see, I'm one of those aspiring MCs. And bills are due, and at times I'm doubtful and everyone disagrees, but I'd rather struggle on my feet than to live on my knees. So my uniform tight, working all night at Mickey D's, about $98 and some change after the government get they fees. These minimum wages ain't enough to feed my babies. Purposefully, it's limitations on black folks' opportunities. So I quit because I'm tired of being one of those overworked, underpaid employees. Y'all, what happened, man? Y'all know the 90s don't mean nothing. The 90s, the early 2000s, Goody Mob. No respect. All right. It says, can you say the N-word on air? You shouldn't. I had promised I would stop it, but it was in the context of the song lyrics, so that's why I did it. This says, hey, want to see your best friend, Senator Darkwing Duck? Said on Clint Show that he's tired of Bahamians not enjoying what Ford is enjoying in our country. He said he's tired of talking and he's about to do some action. What's going on with your friend? Firstly, that ain't my friend. That's y'all boy, right? So that's y'all boy. That's how with them boy. So secondly, he's fed up. What you finna do, son? You gonna march? Is that what you gonna do? You gonna march, player? What you gonna do? He fed up. Joker. All right. Let me do some more. This says, tourists are still being turned around at the airport after coming in on the old website Greenlight. Heard of a couple yesterday that basically paid for a flight to see NAD and the office. They called the Ministry of Health, Ministry of Tourism, U.S. Embassy, etc. Willing to go straight to doctor's hospital. Officials said, nope, nope, go home, first flight out. Ah, boy, that's unfortunate. Says, love it, sounds good. Drop some hip-hop on y'all, man. Y'all ain't ready for all this. Right? So... you can call me, too, by the way. 323-6232. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4316. And 325-4259. I really don't understand why you're killing people. I'll be honest with you. Like, I get if it's in the heat of the moment and you get upset, but you, to, like, ride around, going to look to kill a person, I don't know why you don't put that energy into seeking employment or perhaps educating yourself with a skill, a trade, perhaps, to change your life circumstance, perhaps. McCartney, I'm ready for a general election. No more lockdown, no more curfew, because we the people won't stand for it. We can't survive another lockdown. We live in the real world out here. Says the country is hip hopping right now with no electricity. Says your show ain't about anything, and you're still one of the best. Great show. No, there's no point to it. There's no point to this show today. We're just here. We're just talking. We're just hashing it all out. I was gonna do the show on critical thinking, but I was like, there's too much going on with COVID-19, and the murderers and on all this, you know. So we gotta talk about that. Juan, we will survive beyond Sands and Dal Regis. Let's be hopeful. Yeah, I'm hopeful. Juan, when Nardo and Cardo them get killed, could the reporters also state their former school, like the young man killed from QC, if classism isn't a thing? If they know it, sure. I would think so. They should, yeah. You should state all as much information as you have about the people who get killed. And when we do have that information, we say it. Now, I can't speak to all the reporters, but the reporters who work here, we definitely strive to do that. It says, a show on critical thinking would only have one listener out of Freeport, the critical thinker. Yeah. So, good day, Juan. I'm hoping that the competent authority locks the country back down. But more so, I want him to do it to see what you will do, because it seems like you's the competent authority saying what you won't do. What am I going to do? Nothing. Well, I'm not going to be into it, but I'm an essential worker, so I can prowl. But the inconvenience of it all is ridiculous. But you wanted to lock us down just to see what I'm going to do? I guess. That's a bit extreme. A bit. It says, is Anton or Amos calling today? I don't know. I see people calling now. Juan, does anyone find it amazing the large number of people who worked with Hubert Minnissen have resigned or been fired since he was leader of opposition? And now PM, the one common denominator is Hubert Minnissen, the incompetent authority. Yeah, he is the common denominator. All right. No, you're fine. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Juan, this is Antoinette. I am calling in because I just left Royal Bank Prince Charles. Generator didn't kick in.
Ouch.
About 50 to 60 people on the line. Went to Mackey Street. Lights are on. The generator kicked in, but they're closed.
Oh, God.
Drove to Bay Street. They're closed. What's going on with these Canadian banks? Like, why do we have to put up with this?
Why are they closed?
I have no idea. I said because of the COVID order, they're closed. Mackey Street is closed.
Downtown, too?
Downtown is closed. Prince Charles is down.
You got a head on, Carmichael.
I'm headed to Old Fort, or, you know, I'm just going to try Old Fort right now.
God.
At this point, I'm like, we should just shut all of the Canadian banks and just let them just get out of here.
I don't have a big problem with that.
They're taking our money every day, and they can't keep their generators fixed.
No, and offer piss poor service.
And the most horrible service. If I didn't have to deposit checks today, I was not going.
Yeah, I'm with you. Do the quick deposit, or you want the receipt.
Yeah, I know. I don't really care. I just need to get a deposit. But right now, I'm pissed off because the people are frustrated.
Yep.
What else are we adding to the frustration? The bank?
The bank, the power, the curfew emergency order.
Standing on the lines outside.
The jobs. Yeah, I see that. But you know what I find weird? You wait on the bank line for all these people, and you get inside, and you're the only person in the bank.
The only person.
Like, why can't they take, like, 3-4 people at a time?
The other day, I was at Scotia Bank opposite Luciano's. They had 4 empty chairs in the bank, and the old people stand up outside in the hot sun, not even offering an umbrella or water. Like, what's going on in this country? And I have to raise living hell because, you know, I can raise hell. Nobody else is going to make noise, but I'm going to make noise. And you do all the, you give away a lot of sponsorships in the country. You can't hand out umbrellas to protect the old people from the sun.
Yeah, have a tent.
Have some water.
Right. Set up a tent. They can sit down.
Something.
Social distance.
They don't care.
You got mom out there about to pass out.
A movie. They don't care unless you cut a movie. But Bahamians are so passive.
Right.
But I'm not going to tolerate it. I'm going to make noise for everyone.
Excellent. Good. All right.
Anyway, have a good day. Great show.
I hope, thanks. I hope it goes well at Old Fort Bay. If they're closed, you really got to cut a movie. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, one.
Hey, what's happening?
Let me tell you, I do not wish. I mean, that lady who just called, that really hit home. Let me tell you why. I'm doing business today, so I'm not on a scooter. Praise the Lord. I'm in a truck. So I go to get some gas to do some work. The lights are off. The generator didn't come on, and I wouldn't say which gas station. So I say, give me my money back. Let me go to the next one. Why do that? I go to the next one. The generator come on, but they say all the computers got, like, spiked with that surge because the light didn't just go off. It dip. You know how it goes. So their computers probably burnt up. So I can't get any gas to do business today. So I'm really frustrated like that because, you know, it's to be expected. We're trying to force the Bahamians to stop doing business. This is what it appears like. I mean, you say go online, right, at these Canadian banks. But when I go online, the light is off. So how am I going online? Can't charge my phone. And so it's a conundrum. But I tell you what, those Canadian banks here, one, that make you stand in line out in the rain, snow, and sleet, they have money. It's not even worth what our money's worth. So our money's worth more than your money, right? By 25 cents or more. And you come here and you abuse me. But every dollar you make on me in fees, taxes, and crazy, you repatriate in U.S. currency. We should put a tax on them. See, they don't pay the same tax as your business license, you know, 1%. What I'm wrapping up with this.
Okay.
The smarter people than you and I, the MPs, CMs, and PM, and cabinet ministers and prime ministers, tell them to call the show today and tell us how we can make some money, because it don't look like tourism coming until at least October. So ask them how we can make this country rich without tourism. Let's see if they call you.
Okay. All righty. I'm going to wait for them to call us to tell everybody else how to make money. All right. Good day, Juan. They're killing because they're cowards. Real men duke it out, and gutless cowards shoot it out. Says those banks offer amazing service in Canada. Says RBC stopped doing fast deposit. How stupid. That does seem ill-advised, given what's going on. It says, good morning, Dwight. Dwight. It would be interesting to know how much the PLP pays Anton to sell his soul every day on the airways, because I would think it wouldn't be logically possible to be so biased otherwise. He just have a legitimate belief. All right. It says they want to see what you will do in a lockdown because they're too scared to do anything, and that's the problem. It says, good day, one. The jump in cases has me alarmed. Considering the size of our population, this is concerning, especially since we no longer have a COVID hotline and seem reluctant to increase testing capacity. Are they waiting for a jump in hospitalizations before they speak to us about how we plan to deal with this? Well, the Prime Minister is going to speak on Sunday, I understand. I'm looking forward to that in terms of trying to assess what is happening. I'm sure it'll be 60 to 70% useless platitudes, but I'm hoping there's some kernels of actual information and a pretty good guidebook on the way forward. It says, tell him, McCartney, we can't lock down for every new corona case. No one can afford that, us nor the government. And I would have you remember when they tried that lockdown. It says, good afternoon, no word on NIBA. I'll have you remember when they did the lockdown, right? The government took a major, major hit in terms of it was collecting no revenue, right? So, and they started to understand, oh, this can't continue, right? There's no money coming in at the border in terms of the taxes. There's no money, right? The cruise ships, the airlines, all this, right? And there's no money flowing in the domestic economy, which means no one's purchasing stuff, so we don't get VAT, right? The only avenues we get VAT through would have been, you know, super value in them. The gas stations for certain days. So you can talk all this rah-rah, lockdown talk. It's not practical, particularly those of you, and I find, and I'm not knocking government workers, right? A lot of people who are doing this are like government workers or people who are retired, right? So you gonna I hope you scream that when the government say, well, we can't pay your pension this month. I hope you scream that lockdown when the government say, well, you know, we'll be locked down, no revenue coming in. We can't keep all these civil servants on. We got to furlough some of y'all. Can't pay all this month. So think through, right? We go do the critical thinking after that. Think through what it is you're asking for before you jump. Oh, should we go back to lockdown? Should we go back to the first phase of this? Think about what that really means. All right? And then get back to me. We got to take a break here, and we'll be right back.
Beginning of the hurricane season, and Fidelity Bank is giving you one less thing to worry about. We're not able to control a storm or its path, but we can prepare for it as much as possible. With every debt consolidation loan, Fidelity is giving away fully loaded hurricane kits valued at $200 with all the hurricane essentials you'll need to weather the unexpected storms of life. It's that easy. Sign up for a debt consolidation loan, open an ASU savings or fixed deposit, and walk away with a free hurricane kit. At Fidelity, we're committed to helping you through these difficult times. Fidelity, we're good for you.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Shop early for Janae's Mix and Match Specials. Get all your school uniforms, neckties, socks, shorts, character towels, raincoats, umbrellas, colorful backpacks, underclothes, and tights. Mix and match four school shirts, pre-monogrammed or regular, and get one free. Yes, free. Mix and match two skirts, jumpers, or pants, and get the third one 50% off. Janae's COVID-19 Customer Recovery Assistance. Relaxed restrictions, allowing mix and match. WhatsApp 817-3295 or go online at www.janaes.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands, or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. It's good morning, Juan. The Chamber of Commerce has recommended Bahamians shop online to prevent possible exposure to COVID-19 by traveling to Florida to shop. Do you think the government should make the $500 customs exemption available to online shoppers to encourage this? Yeah, that's a great idea, I think. A great idea. This is Juan. What you know about this? You don't know me, fool. You disown me, cool. I don't need your assistance, social persistent. Look at these people. They won't play with me today, Ali, right? They won't come for the king. Okay, here's what I know about that. Let's do that. I am a knight, mere walking, psychopath talking, king of my jungle, just a gangster stalking, living life like a firecracker, quick as my fuse, right? The dead is a death pack, the colors I choose, red or blue, cause of blood, it don't matter, sucker, die for your life when my shotgun scatter. We gangs of LA will never die, just multiply. Colors, 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 colors. Y'all ain't ready for me, right? Y'all wanna do this? Let's do it, right? We do it today. We do it now, we do it today. Good afternoon, welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. McCartney. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How's it going?
Sparky, heavy.
Awesome.
But, hey, this is the fourth time electricity been off in Pride Estates at 1 o'clock this morning.
Gotcha.
But I got generator, so I on.
There you go.
But anyway, Mr. McCartney, I've been listening to you. And, I got personal friends that are doctor friends of mine. And I got calls from doctors and telling me things about the COVID-19. And their opinion is, to me, is that if we can get rid of it, once we do what the medical people tell us to do. But our problem is, I believe, Mr. Pocatney, is the Bahamian people are hard-headed. Social distancing, masking, washing hands, staying home, it will go away. But if we just want to go against the rules and party down and hang out in the bar and spit up in one another's face, and hug upon one another, and kiss upon one another, and pass it down with somebody who bring it in from out of town, it will stay here. And I think, personally, Mr. McCartney, I don't want it either like yourself. I don't want the lockdown, but I believe the lockdown is the only way it can happen. That's what I believe, McCartney, and I hate it too. We all went through that. But be more interested, and man, I got to go by the bar because my boy's there. I want to go to the back door because, the bar's still operating, although the front door closed. You know that, and I know that because I've been there. I could get more liquor during lockdown than I could get during the day now because that back door open, and the police know that, and they go there to get their liquor too. You know that, and it's been proved the other day. The police then was doggone piling up the liquor from the fellow who ended up running to court without handcuffs. Have a good day.
Okay. I don't agree with Sparky on that, but okay. It says if you could recite CeeLo Green from Gutty Mob, you should be able to recite Black Thought, Real Lyricist. We got to go. I got to go. I could do some Black Thought for you. Anyway, let's go to the break. Most Def, Yasin Bey, what y'all want? What y'all feel like doing today? Up in here, let me know. We're gonna be back on the other side.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. We'll be right back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We're doing an open line thing. We're just really not focused on any one specific issue. Feel free to call in. Feel free to text about whatever you need. If I can address it, I will. If I can speak to it, I shall. All right. 323-6232-325-4316 and 325-4259, 325-4259. The text line is 422-4796, 422-4796. Someone told me they're loving the hip-hop. We'll do a show one day. We'll just do throwbacks. Good afternoon. Welcome to The Revolution.
Hi, Juan. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. I shouldn't say fine because I am so up to here. You know what's going on with BEC, whatever the hell they are.
They said that lightning struck a transmission line, and therefore that is the reason for the outages.
Let me tell you something more. I was off from 11:45 last night until for 4 hours. Then again at 10:45 this morning until 11:15. I'm currently off from 10 after noon. I called there. Here's the story I was told, that they have an island-wide outage. I say that's not true because I'm calling from southwest by the police station, Uncle Michael. I say that's not true because my relative up in Bacardi Road is on.
Right.
He said, it's the whole eastern area off. I said, listen, I'm calling you from southwest.
Right.
Why are you telling me about the eastern area?
Right.
So he put me on hold. He comes back and say, They're working on the problem. I said, but you didn't answer my question. Why am I, this is the third time I'm off for the day.
Right.
He said, this morning was a lightning thing. I might say, you know, something you all just lying through your teeth.
Right.
Say, be honest and tell people what is going on with this outage. You know, I said, can I speak with your manager? The manager ain't available. Because this is the control room I'm talking. I was speaking, sound like a child anyway.
Right.
There. But I am up to here with this nonsense because here it is. They're saying there's no load shedding and no outages for the summer. You know?
Yeah.
And unless it's the winter, I might be mistaken. This might even be the summer.
No, it's you're right. It's the summer.
But the point is, it's annoying. It's very, because you're not getting any alert to say, well, they're doing this or they're doing that.
Well,
and
they're saying
have
there's
all
kinds
of complaints
night,
about
today.
What is causing it.
Right, and
you know,
you can't get a straight
answer. And I, so therefore, I said, let me call you to find out if you heard anything from them to find out what the devil's, because there can't be no lightning. Because when I went off this morning, there was no lightning in my area, but it could have been anywhere. But granted, I was only half an hour off. But I've been off for 4 hours this morning, up to whatever that time that was this morning, because you know you can't sleep. And then again now from 12:10, I'm off and still off.
Well, let me read for you what BPL said. To our reporter, it says BPL can confirm that at 12:01 p.m. while performing switching operations at the National Stadium, we experienced a fault on the transmission network, resulting in both Big Pond and Blue Hills going offline. The Clifton Pier Power Station remains online, supplying western and southwest New Providence. Customers in the east, southeast, and central portions of New Providence are currently off. We've isolated the problem, and our teams are working diligently to return the affected areas to service. Restoration efforts are underway, and we will update as information is available. So,
but I'm in the southwest.
And you're off.
And I'm off. I'm down by the police station, and I'm off. And like I said, this is the third time for the day.
Right.
So when did this thing happen, transmission or whatever it is, transformer or whatever it is, happen then? Because, like I said, I was off from 11:45 last night for 4 hours. And then again this morning at 10:45 for half an hour. Maybe that was the lightning business. And now still off from 12:10, I think it was. Because I was so annoyed, I even forgot to look at the time. And I'm still off. So I'm in the southwest. I'm not as far as Bacardi Road. But the point is, they're saying that the
they're saying you should be on.
It's handling
yeah.
this area, which
right.
is not.
It's not, yeah. No.
You know?
Wow.
And I threatened him. I said, let me call my representative. But then I ain't got Bannister number because if I had his number, he would have peace from me.
Right.
Because this is, you know, he was the one that came on television and said.
They're ready for summer.
you know? I mean, if you get the alert, things happen, you know, things happen. But the point is they need to say something, because when you get your things all damaged and stuff, they ain't going to do nothing for you.
So where are you?
I'm in Bahamas Boulevard by the police station. Flamingo Gardens area.
Oh, okay. That is, yeah, I would say that's Southwest. I guess.
It
I
is
know.
Southwest.
Yeah.
It's Southwest.
Huh.
And I'm the divider, so I'm Carmichael on one side and Southern Shores on the other side.
Right. Yeah. Boy, I'm so sorry. I'll try to keep you posted when I find out more information. That's terrible.
Yeah, and I need to be honest with people. And because he tell me, but the Eastern area, over the Eastern area, have nothing to do with me. I told him, I'm calling from the South by the police station in Carmichael. Well, so when he tell me about the Eastern, I said, why are you telling me about the Eastern? I told you I'm on Carmichael, which is Southwest. Then he put me on hold and come back and tell me some bull, but they're working on the problem. I said, but you're not telling me what's happening.
Yeah, it's not acceptable, and
it's frightening. The lies they try to generate, and I know, you know, that he could say they can be ready, or whenever summer comes, because it ain't reached yet.
right, summer's
you know,
in
but,
October.
But there'll be no load shedding, and there'll be no outages. So don't get up here with these big talk, and then can't back it up.
Right. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Well, I'm sorry for bending your ear, but
no,
I am,
you're fine. No,
I am pissed.
Just,
you know that. You could hear that in my voice.
No, I could hear it. I think that the problem isn't so much them producing enough power this time around. It's just that the network's just garbage.
Yeah.
And so it's falling
apart.
I'll
be honest and say they're working on the problem because they have a problem, whatever it is. But don't come turning me around at them because I ain't that stupid.
No, I agree. All right. We'll talk.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. So you got to what also BPL should have. They should have had the customer service thing set up by now. You know, we are where we are. This says, one, BPL power generation is not an issue. It's that old blankety-blank equipment. Let's hear some more of your studio gangster rap. Gangster rap. And, you know, he didn't promise there wouldn't be any outages. He just promised that there wouldn't be any load shedding. You know, and what they're doing now too is actually pretty messed up, because a lot of people's equipment is getting like fried, and the power's dipping and this and that. And BPL's killed at least 3 TVs, like very expensive televisions that I bought. And what am I gonna do? Like not watch TV? That's not gonna happen. Good afternoon, welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon, are you there?
Good afternoon.
How's it going?
All right. Hey, Vaughn.
Yes.
You have open line today, you know?
Yeah, man, go ahead.
Yeah. One, in reference to, remember people were saying about all those homes that were built in Abaco, in that shanty town, like 100, over 100 homes being built and still being built in Abaco.
In the farm, yeah.
They call it Hidden Valley now.
Oh, is that what it's called now?
Yeah.
That sounds exotic.
Yeah, I ain't lying about that. Hidden Valley.
Yeah.
It's not a secret. But like the government, that they put up notices for those people to stop building, and then he's saying there's some injunction in the court which was standing years ago, but it was came to be there like, I guess, a brick wall. And it will cause a delay. I mean, like, it shouldn't be a delay, because if the minister came out and say that no more shanty towns to be built in Abaco, but these people in the face of what Mr. Minister said, Abaco never was down for like when the curfew at no time during the this COVID-19, because it was left open for the rebuilding process. And why is it the government gotta be like, if people break the law and illegally, and why is it the government have to go through so many loopholes to spend time waiting, and these people, they continue to build and they continue to do what they're doing?
The government needs to stop them from doing it. I don't see what the big holdup is and the wait and the injunction and all this. If you're building in an area that there's a no-build order in effect, you know, and the injunction works two ways. The injunction stops the government from tearing the homes down, but the injunction also prevents anyone from building.
Mm-hmm.
So that should not be, and it's not acceptable. Now, I can't give you an answer as to what the government itself is doing, but I can just tell you what the situation seems
to be. Also, Mr. McCartney, in the face of that, right? I think it's yesterday's Tribune, right? Where the IOM, that's the migration people,
mm-hmm.
the organization, Forms in Abaco need to be built because the persons who there, the ones amongst us, the illegal people that they're talking about.
Yeah.
To get homes built, and also like they talk about a documentation program, whereby I don't know if the government is getting money from the IOM to be funding like this endeavor, but what we're going through now, I don't see it's no way that the Bahamas can be taken care of, two nations in one, because the Bahamian people in the Bahamas, we need some time to try to get this country back to where it's supposed to be, and for us to be trying to take care of another nation and their people at any means necessary, it isn't going to work, because eventually, if we don't do the right thing, we're going to end up a failed state. Because when you include so many persons from failed state to be in your country and for them to thrive at the mercy of your people to be displaced by them, all of them are working. They got nice jobs and everything, you know?
I got
you. But at the end of the day, the Bahamians will pay for flights, pay for health care, all kind of stuff. And it's not supposed to be that way.
Now, I'm totally understanding about that, because we don't want them to build another shantytown. And, I mean, I don't know why you got to spell that out for anyone. It's dangerous being there. You stay there, you die. I mean, it's pretty concrete, right? The evidence has shown that it's a problem. So hurricane come, you're in a shantytown, literally the worst place you could be. So don't build your house there. Let's build an organized, sensible process, all right? And let's try to move forward with the rebuilding of Abaco properly, all right? But I hear you. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan, how you doing?
I'm okay. How's it going?
Juan, I fully concur with the previous caller. You know, this is a conversation that's been going on for quite some time. The current competent authority sent an executive order that the Abaco's especially after Hurricane Dorian, was basically a no-build zone. Mm-hmm. You know what's so sad about this whole thing is, we had issues with this illegal migration in particular in the Abacos prior to Dorian. And after Dorian, with the no-build order, we have these persons who are now again breaking the law by building. So here's the fiasco that's about to happen. If we had issues with persons prior to Dorian, and now we have these other persons who migrated to Abaco. Trust me, all of those persons in Abaco right now are not the same person. You have two persons now in Abaco. And now, how is the government now going to exact justice by now knocking down or trying to get them to take these buildings back down if we have problems prior to Dorian? You know, all of this is at the taxpayers' expense. You and I are now suffering because we can't get the level of service that we need in this country being taxpayers, but yet we have those who are not taxpayers getting the full benefits of this country, and yet they're being allowed to do whatever they want to do. What? When is this nonsense going to stop? We as Bahamians, we got to wake up and really stand up for this country, because we are on the verge of not having it at all. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay, gotcha. Now, okay, let's walk carefully through this, as carefully as we can. The shantytown should not be there. They should not be allowed to build illegally anywhere in the Bahamas. No person, don't matter where you're from, nobody should be able to build against the building codes of the Bahamas. The shantytowns in Abaco should certainly not be there. However, the fact that they're building illegally in the shantytown doesn't necessarily translate to we're not going to have a country. So, you know, that seems alarmist to me. But I get it. I get that it's a frustrating situation, and they shouldn't be being there. They shouldn't be there, right? Good afternoon. On why let the people build illegally, stop them from they start if they don't have a permit. If you add onto your house without a permit, a stop order is issued. Exactly. If someone were just paying attention down there, they could say, look, you don't have a permit to build here. There's no building supposed to take place. This land don't belong to you, so you can't build here. And that's it. It don't even got to go no further than that. On this power grid, is total garbage. And they want to dream about putting in prepaid meters? Got to be joking. What happens when your fancy meter can't communicate with the server and you can't prepay for power? Let's get real. Yeah, they got to start all over with this power grid. Hey, when I find it strange that after prisoners were released, we had four people shot. Do you know who was released and what they're in for? What would be the criteria for being released? What do you mean? Prisoners get released from prison every day. This says, over the years in ratings, the Bahamas fluctuates at various times between the sixth, even the third most expensive country to live in the world. The Bahamas cost of living is extremely high. Bahamians are already struggling, so instead of the bus drivers increasing the bus fare from $1.25 to $2, why not arrange for the bus drivers to get diesel fuel at a subsidized lower rate from fuel stations? Or even better yet, arrange for Bahamas Waste Management to supply the bus drivers with biodiesel that they already produce at a far lower rate than regular diesel. All right, that's not a bad idea. Bad idea. This says, you know, grunge was huge in the 90s too. Will that be included? Because I have to brush up for the Battle-rama. Grunge. We could do grunge. I could. Grunge? Let me see. Oh, some grunge. What do you call grunge? What do we, Nirvana? Soundgarden? What are we doing? What are we dabbling in here? Let me know. This says, what is it? This says, Juan, you never did Black Thought. Black Thought. Now you got me. Oh, there you go. Somebody told me that this planet was small. We used to live in the same building on the same floor and never met before until I'm overseas on tour and peep this Ethiopian queen from Philly taking classes abroad. She says she's studying film. Flash, photo, focus, record. She said she working on a flick and could my click through the score. She said she loved my show in Paris at Elise Mama. Right? I don't know. That's all I got. You never heard that song? You got me with Erykah Badu and Eve by The Roots. If you were worried about where I've been aware I'm going with my homie. Don't worry, baby. You know that you got me. All right. It's Pearl Jam, Stone Temple Pilots. Okay, all right. This is Juan. You're better than 100% of the mumble rappers they got today. Rap and hip-hop. Today is a joke compared to 90s rap and hip-hop. Yeah, dude, we'll do throwbacks. I know Lang does some like throwback music shows sometimes. We could do that, although we couldn't do it. The music I want to play and Erica still be cool with it. You know what I mean? We're probably going to run into some problems. This says, Brother Renard Henfield, a.k.a. Judas, looks like his 30 piece of silver from the government has run out from the F&M government. And Minnis says, no more silvers, bro. I don't understand what he's talking about at all. Like, you know, good afternoon, McCartney. Can you please have someone on from NIB to explain why it is so hard to get their website up for businesses to pay online? VAT just came around and that website is always up and running. Where's the move toward efficiency in this country? I do need to get somebody from NIB on. This says, buses inside blasting air condition, masks are off faces and people talking all jammed up. Yeah, so that's, again, remember phase one, no bus running? That's what phase one looks like. You know, you got to consider other people when you're talking about this stuff. It's, like, very difficult for a lot of people to survive, make ends meet, get through it. A lot of suffering took place during those lockdowns. A lot of abuse took place, right? Campbell said that there have reports of abuse are up, you know? Lots of domestic abuse happened. Lots of women are trapped in situations that they can't get out of. Particularly with the lockdown, they could navigate it pretty good, right? You go back to phase one, you got serious problems. It says, Juan, what about Nas? Do Nas. We can have a whole show on just doing Nas, right? The mic check is life or death, breathing the sniper's breath. I exhale the righteous. I exhale the Buddha smoke through righteous depths, deep like the shining sparkle like a diamond. Sneaker Uzi on the island in my army jacket lining. All right. We'll keep it going. Hey, Juan, tell the Chamber of Commerce to tell the government to make the $500 customs exemption available to online shoppers. They'll listen to you. Okay. Juan, please address Turnquest's fear-mongering about our currency value to justify opening the border unprepared. Yeah, I don't agree with Turnquest on that. I think that he's saying they don't have regrets on how they opened the border. And, you know, again, we've had this discussion about reopening the border and whether they should shut the border and all this other stuff like that. And I'm not incredibly concerned if they shut the border because we've had, they say, 6,000 tourists since the border opened. So 6,000 tourists from July 1, and we normally got, what, 10,000 tourists a day? But we've had 6,000 tourists in 16 days. So it's like you could understand that it's not really having that impact other than, you know, the Airbnbs and some of the other places like that. All right. It says, Juan, on critical thinking, for deductive reasoning to take place, arguments must be valid and sound. People like Anton and even Sparky present arguments that are valid, but whose premises are not sound. A valid argument is an argument that has a true conclusion if all of its premises are true. A sound premise is a fact. So a valid argument is, if a person is a man, then he has blonde hair, and Juan is a man, therefore Juan has blonde hair, that argument is valid but not sound. Well, you sound like you can do this critical thinking show with me. All right? Very, very true. So there are oftentimes people will call and ask me to opine on a point they made or make an argument on air. And sometimes I leave it alone, even though I know that there are incorrect parts to it. And people are always like, why don't you correct them every time and everything? Like, first of all, life's too short for me to correct every single misstated thing that somebody would say because there's so much of it. My life's not got that much space. That's the first. And the next thing is that some things just are not sound arguments. And so there's just no basis for me to continue with them. And if it makes sense to you in your own head, then fair enough. But I can't make it make sense for other people because it just simply does not usually make sense. All right. Juan, a lot of public service drivers are still out of work, like myself and others. Is the government going to assist us? We're out of work. Public service drivers. Yes, you get assisted. Yes, if you're out of work. NIB should assist you. It's not robust, but NIB should be assisting. And I'm going to try have NIB next week for you guys since it's very clearly there's a lot of problems going on with NIB. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Juan. Why is the volume so low, man? Every time I call in. Hello.
It's because we purposefully don't want you to hear what we're saying. So for you specifically, we lower the volume every time you call.
Oh, yes, it goes on sucks today, Juan. But nonetheless,
uh-huh.
The point that I want to make is relating to the government and COVID-19 at the and the tourism sector. I believe that it's important that the government. By the way, I heard that Texas. I would put a challenge on any point they make for them to text in and demonstrate where it's not sound or where it's not valid. And I'll be more than happy to correct myself.
Okay.
It'll be 100 years for that to happen. But nonetheless, the government needs to do a better job in being proactive in seeking to secure the industry that's responsible for a great percentage of our standard of living in the country today. And in doing that, I believe that the government would serve itself best through the Minister of Tourism and the Director General for Tourism to seek to establish relationships across the United States, in particular in those areas where we have most of our visitors coming from, New York, Texas, Fort Lauderdale, Boston, and other places. Establish relationships with some of the local facilities that provide the gold standard testing, where when tourists are looking to book and plan a vacation to come to the Bahamas, we can offer that as a part of our package rather than leaving it for the tourists to go and get it done. And perhaps through being proactive and using the national access and outreach, the government can negotiate shorter periods of time for the testing to be provided, perhaps even negotiate better prices for tourists to or international travelers to access those facilities. And the same can be extended to Bahamians traveling abroad, seeking to return home.
Like, I think also, Anton, that what should happen, right? Let's say you came and you don't have the correct test, right?
Right.
Not saying no test, because you know you got to have something to come, right? I don't see why the government can't provide rapid testing at the airport like they're doing in Jamaica, Barbados, et cetera. You go to your hotel and you stay there until we figure out, or you go to a back room.
And even to take that particular point further, one which I agree with, if the government's programs that it has established at the borders are so porous or so slack, if the persons who are mandated to manage these protocols are so slack in the managing of them that they are allowing for guests to slip through and enter into the country without having the requisite health passport, without having the requisite PCR test, then the government should take responsibility to provide that testing locally within a shorter period of time as possible, rather than further damaging our reputation nationally and globally, which it has taken us 50 years to this point to build, because this is our number one industry. And if the government is going to continue messing up and fouling up the reasonings why they are closing the borders, then it should be careful not to hurt our golden egg that is taking care of most of the country. Thank you for the opportunity. Continue the good work. God bless.
All right, my brother. Take care. Why does Anton think we turned the thing on? It says, Juan, you didn't get the Nas lyrics right. Who didn't I get right? Me? I didn't get the Nas lyrics right? It ain't hard to tell. I excel, then prevail. The mic is contacted. I attract clientele. My mic check is life or death. Breathing the sniper's breath. I exhale the yellow smoke of Buddha through righteous steps. Deep like the shining, right? Yeah, I got you. Why y'all trying to freak me out? It says, have some respect, Anton. The point you'd like to make, not what you want to make. P.S. We can hear you reading the paper while Anton is rambling. I think most of us... No, I was listening. I can multitask. I can rifle the paper and still listen. This is, hey, Juan, do some biggie. Oh, biggie, so much biggie. I'll do some biggie after I take this call. Good afternoon. Welcome.
How you doing?
To the revolution. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah. If you listen to Minnie's head, and when he's driving down Bay Street,
mm-hmm.
he's singing DMX Party Up. You lose my mind. Up in here. And when he's in the house of a, when he's writing his speech for this Sunday, he can be singing another DMX song. What these broads want from a brother?
All right. Yeah, it's gonna be a problem. I won't lie to you.
Yeah, but just want to tell you about BPL. Let me explain something. BPL first had a generation and transmission and distribution problem. Now they've been talking for years, since they've been in power, all about generation. Here's the problem. I've been screaming this for the whole amount of time. What about transmission and distribution? So now you have this wonderful amount of power, more than you need, sending it over an antiquated line that can't handle the capacity. Hence, there will be no load sharing, but there will be no transmission or distribution of electricity to the people. He's correct.
Right. So technically, there's no load shedding. Right.
Absolutely. There isn't. There's plenty.
Right.
So just drive by BPL, carry a bucket, get your electricity, go home, and have it done. But one, if you guys, when you go to the press conference on Sunday, just do us Grand Bahamians a favor. Just ask them from the Grand Bahama Port Authority, who has been given $150 to $300 million a year tax breaks, if they can find out from them if they have a strategy for the Grand Bahama economy, because by extension it's Freeport, but by the Grand Bahama economy, by Freeport, you know, what is the plan, what is the strategy? Yes, why? In 2007, Hubert Alexander Ingraham said there can be no Bahamas recovery without Grand Bahama. In 2012, Perry Glasser and Christie says there can be no Bahamas recovery without Grand Bahama 2017. Hugh Alexander Minnis said there can be no Grand Bahama no recovery of the Bahamas without Grand Bahama. That's even more so. So the question then becomes, if all of you guys knew for this whole amount of time, why has nobody spoke to what is happening on Grand Bahama except for an antiquated hotel? There has to be a strategy, you know, the digital strategy, the business strategy, whatever strategy there is, but nobody talks about Grand Bahama. So if somebody can use one of their two questions, which I am still amazed that the media allows them to be emasculated by telling you can answer two questions even if they don't answer the first one. But
yeah,
it is what it is. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, I'll see if, you know, they could answer that about Grand Bahama. You need someone from the political director really to kind of answer that. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. No? Okay. Okay, Biggie. Let's do Biggie. Hot, slicker than your average. No. That's not. That doesn't do the Notorious One justice. People in my faction don't like asking questions, strictly gun testing, coke measuring, getting pleasure in the Benzito, hitting fannies, spending chips at Manny's. Hope you creeps got receipts. My crew get dirty like cleats. Run up in your crib, wrap you in your polo sheets, six up in your wig piece. Person deceased, mwah, may you rest in peace. All right. With my sycamore style, more sicker than yours, 4-4 and 54 drawers. As my pilot, there's my lair. Yes, my dear, it's official. Only the feds I fear. Here's a tissue. Stop your blood clot crying. The kid's the dog. Everybody dying. No lying. So don't you get suspicious. I'm big dangerous. You're just a little vicious. As I leave my competition, respirator style. Climb the ladder to success. Escalator style. Hold y'all. Breath, I told y'all. Big, don't fold y'all. I spit phrases that'll thrill you. You're nobody till somebody kills you. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon. Are you there? Hello. Good afternoon.
Hey, bro. What's up, bro?
I'm good. How's it going?
All is well. Just an open line. Are you talking specifically about the COVID-19?
No, man. Knock yourself up.
No, I don't know myself, but in this, boy, what I want to ask you, right? All right, you see, Kentucky, in particular, and George Myers businesses, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just wonder sometimes if the people in the country is really, really, really take notice of what's going on in their country and stop running behind Anton and other people called the talk show, but really take a real reality check. And I got to bring some of the attention, bro. All right. The Kentucky situation, George Myers. I was, as I understand from reliable source, that someone wrote a letter, right? Now, just now on the headline of your radio, station, they said that other restaurants will be allowed to be open up until 9 o'clock. But let's go back just a little bit deeper, Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
You remember when they did the VAT? Right?
Yeah, of course.
And they increased the VAT.
Who can forget that?
And no one, not even Stevie Wonder, who can't see. But they increased the VAT, and persons in, maybe they could have been in their house or maybe in their office, and they just wrote a letter. And I saying all this to say something. How is it, Mr. McCartney? And in reality of it now, let's put the politics, please, people, put the politics aside. How is it that the black average common man, right, has to protest, has to march, has to go on social media, and they still don't get nothing done, but the people of certain color can sit down and just write a letter. And because when they hear basically the poor man crying, or why are the restaurants being open, then you hear them come back, okay, we allow all restaurants to open until 9 o'clock. Why is it that people don't realize what's going on in the country? And stop putting politics, people. This country is going down a sloop, a serious sloop. And hey, guess what? It ain't about no government. It's about us as people. If we don't stand up in our country, right, in a peaceful way, ain't nothing going to happen for none of us. None of us, Mr. McCartney.
No, I agree.
And Miami, bro, I can tell you something. The job you be doing, I have a lot of people that listen to you, even not even here in the Bahamas, and they, you know, in particular, you're the one talk show host, they say, is keep everyone foot to the fire. Right?
Thank you,
so
my brother.
I encourage you to keep it up, bro.
Thank you, my friend. I shall. And I think that he's right. People should look beyond their politics and assess situations for what they are. And we can go from there. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon. Are you there? Nope. It says, Juan, do some Wu-Tang Clan. Wu-Tang. Why, y'all? I guess I'm doing requests after all. I bomb atomically. Socrates' philosophies and hypotheses can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robberies. Wu-Tang was hard, man. Ooh. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon. Are you there?
Good. Yes. Good afternoon, Juan.
How's it going?
Your lyrics. You know, one who doesn't have an appreciation for allowing lyrics to be lyrics and rhymes to be rhymes, but take some of these, I will kill you. And if you, boy, I don't know, Juan. I think maybe some of this music that you are reciting may have a lot to do with the violence we have around.
It's incredibly violent stuff. Yeah, absolutely. It's all. It's a lot of gangster music.
You need to separate it. You need to be able to appreciate the garbage.
You can. Yeah, you can. You have to reconcile the art from the artistry of it with the message. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So,
man, you said exactly what I was hoping I could have said.
Yeah.
But one, you know, is the money. Your previous caller, it ain't the color. Don't let's get mixed up with this color thing, man. It ain't the color. If you finance my election and heavily do so,
it's the class, right?
Huh?
It's your socials. It's the money. If you have money, right, you get their attention, right?
It's the money, yeah. You know, because you know once I'm doped with your isotope, how you get rid of me?
No, but listen, you could have it's your station too. Like they'll listen to the people in a certain station in life who on that. Like for instance, a Franklin Wilson. He could call whoever he wants, and they're going to answer his call. You know what I mean? And he's black. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
I don't think it's specific to color at all.
Right. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate you. Yeah, it's instructive. And with hip hop, you know, a lot of it's very, very violent. Like, I really like Rick Ross, you know? And looking at my chick, bet she give you... I can't even say these lyrics out here. But when Rick Ross came here, because he was here a lot, like a lot of these Florida rappers come back and forth, particularly with the drugs and stuff like that, you know, because they used to deal drugs. And used to, in quotes. And he was here, and he was in, like, Baynetown, I think it was, or Englishton. And I was like, well, I don't support this crime at all. And if that's all, you know, I'm like, and really, it's like, what's the difference, you know? Because I used to listen to like Trick Daddy's, like www.thug.com. It was like Trick Daddy's first like mainstream album. And my best friend and I, like, we wore that out in the 90s. And it was one of the most violent things you could ever imagine. And he, right? When he went to school, the Bahamians he knew, they knew the guys who were producing Trick Daddy and them album and who owned their record label. They're drug dealers, right? And they cleaned a lot of their drug money through rap. So, you know, it says Ross ain't hip-hop and rap are not necessarily the same. True as well. But I do think Rick Ross is ice cold, right? So that's me. It says, you know, any Southern rap? What do you want to do? Still tipping? Want to do Swisher House? Common sense better teach you to grind and hustle. Be a man on these streets. Use your mind and muscle. 8 Ball? No. 8 Ball and MJG? Nothing. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
I won.
Hey, how's it going?
Right here, my. I do much of that rapping, but let me say something to you.
Go ahead.
You better try to do something else, sell water, but anyhow.
Right, coconuts.
Listen, man, it's not a black and white thing. Listen, me, you, and a couple of the guys get together, right, and we form a company and really hit it off, right? And guess what happens after that? Multi-million-dollar company. So we make a phone call, right? So
right.
What happens?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a lesson for us, other black brothers, to get together, right? Hey, and let's make this happen, and we'll become the say in powerhouses, eh? That's how you make changes. But if we don't get together, ain't nothing happened. All his brothers showing us, you know, that they got together. And now all of them can live happily ever after. Black or white.
Right, exactly.
So my friend who always calling, who just called on the talk show, he had a valid point. But the message is to him, too. Huh? Let's stop complaining and let's do something together, brother.
Exactly, huh? Exactly.
That's the point I'm saying. They call it a talk show, complaining, but let's do something about it. We can be powerhouses too, you know, but we got to learn to work together.
Yes.
So why do complaining? Come on. Put your idea together and let's get our business going and we'll become powerhouses the same way our other brothers are, like the Kentuckys and the Wendy's and all that. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it.
I'm with you. And he makes such a good point, because if you start building together, you can see what we do is we live in these silos, and then we go, well, why doesn't anything get built? Why does anything happen? But it takes a concerted effort for these things to happen, right? So we can have money flowing within our own social circles and try to fund each other and build each other up. It's what the Chinese do, right? So it says, rebirth of slick, digital planets. Cool like that. Yeah, we can do digital planets. Half this stuff I can't say on the air, so that's why some of it we're not going to get into. Someone's like, you got to drop some DMX on him. It's like, it says, you know, Shine is Dean Barrow's son, the Prime Minister of Belize. I think he's still the Prime Minister of Belize. Tell me who want to bang with us. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust, I bang. And let your brains hang. This is violent stuff, actually. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr. Warren. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
You're on a rap session today.
Yeah, we're doing a session.
Listen, I have a serious problem here, man. NIB. For months now, I've been trying to get some employment checks and extension checks. I was hoping... And getting a number to call NIB. I want them to answer not every 6 months, because that's the only time they answer the phone. Every 6 months you get a call. I want you to give me a number for them I could call, but if one of you could help me out to try to see if I could get tracks of these checks in months now.
So would you hold on for me and let Kermit get your name and your phone number, your NIB number. I'll try to see what I could do for you, okay?
Okay. He's about on the raps now.
Okay, will do. They told me they're liking it. Says Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill's one of the best rappers alive. Funny how money changes situation. Miscommunication lead to complication. My emancipation don't fit your equation. I was on the humble, you on every station. Someone play young Lauryn like she dumb. Anyway, good afternoon. Welcome. But remember not to game do under the sun. Go ahead.
Hey, guy, I know you've got to go quick. But you know what? The quarter before the last is absolutely right. Not only that, y'all was talking about why the kids. Like, it ain't only just the music. It's the, what you call it, PlayStation, and the PlayStation with Grand Theft Auto and smoking the weed. And then you got the idea in your head, you think you could bring that out here. You understand? But not only for getting together with creating a business, we also need to get together and show the young men how to take the ladies out, how to, you know, show them the old school, like how to take them out, how to treat them, how to...
Yeah, they need training on how to be a man. That's the problem.
Yeah. I find that a lot in any spot, even in the nice home areas and stuff like that, or whatever. Like, you still find that some young men, they just ain't get that. They ain't got it. So we have to get together and show them all of this stuff.
Yep, I agree. Totally.
Anyhow, buddy, have a good weekend.
We got to show them a good, I mean, I don't know. I want to explore this, like, on a show, on a serious note, like this penchant for violence that exists. This, you know what I mean? And not just the killing, but this incredible level of tension around here that at any moment, anything can happen. You never really 100% let your guard down as a person in the Bahamas, I would say as a man, but as a woman as well, you know? and just what's really permeating the society. It says, Coolio, Gangster's Paradise. Gangster's Paradise. As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I look up my life and realize there's nothing left because I've been blasting and clapping and laughing so long. Even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, can I get on the show a second, please?
You're on the show, sir. How are you?
Oh, hey, man. Hey, what's going on?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Everything cool, man. You know what was going on with my hair?
No. It's all good.
But you know
I got
what
you.
I ain't seen in a long time?
What's that?
Like how you always talk. I ain't seen a man open a car door for a woman in a long time or a lady going to shop. You hold the door open for her. When last did you see that?
Very rarely.
Yeah, that's what you gotta get back into, man. That's very important for a lady too, you know. You gotta always respect a lady because she is very special.
Yeah.
You all came from her.
There's a general
wouldn't have been us.
Right. Yeah. There's a lack of respect. I think it's a lack of respect for ourselves, for our parents, our women. Like I think it boils down to perhaps respect, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
That's it, man. Good show.
Thanks, buddy. Respect and responsibility. Yeah, those are two key fundamental things that we're lacking. Says, I like your show, Juan, but no more rapping. Okay, I'll stop. Jeez. I'll stop it. All right. I thought we'd... How did we even start rapping? Would we... Oh, yeah, CeeLo. We were talking about Goody Mob. We could do this. I'm going to put out a hip-hop challenge on Facebook, I think, this weekend, if I'm able. All right. Let me do a few more of your text messages, and then we got to get out of here. It says, I love the rap session today, Juan. See, some people are into it. It says, Luda have a home in Abaco. Maybe you could invite him for the throwback show. He's current, too, if he listened in. Maybe we could attach the TV to Luda. He current. Get it? I get it. That's not at all good. This says, MC Juan, you can flow, bro. I can write you a song called BPL Done It Again. This is Leslie Miller's campaign general. DeWitt is just upset the PLP's not running his boy anymore. Now he wants to pretend he's not about political cronyism. But I think Leslie Miller's daughter is running, yes? She should, in Seabreeze, she could, I might as well brief you. I don't see Lanisha Roll hanging on to that one. So... She can start picking out her outfit now for the swearing in, yeah. So and the coming to Parliament, I think she will find great success there. And Leslie Miller was a good MP, you know. I didn't agree with a lot of things he said, right? But that's how she can get past Hope. Hope still in it? I don't know, man. Hope, you know. Anyway. Hope done. Lose it last lap. You got to let someone else give a try. You can't just keep running them over and over, same place. Let's try somewhere else. We got to go. Thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see what the Prime Minister has to say. We'll talk more about it on Monday next week. We'll look at the critical thinking thing, and we'll go from there. Z-Live Off the Record is up next with Shavar Golang. You guys have a great weekend out there, and take care of yourself, Bahamas.